In the 39th chapter of Job, God is talking to Job. He said, Job, I want to tell you about the horse. A horse that's in the valley. He says, Job, I want to tell you what that horse is doing in the valley. And I'm going to mention some things, and then I'm going to go into more detail on them after I go through an introduction. But he says, Job, that horse is pawn in the valley. He's rejoicing in his strength. He's going out to meet the enemy, and he's not turning back from the sword. And he's mocking at fear. And God said, Job, you can learn something from that horse. And I figure if Job can learn something from that horse, so can we. And so tonight I speak on the subject, pawn in the valley. Pawn in the valley. Everything was wonderful for Job. If ever a man had it good and lived on top, it was Job. He had possessions. He was respected. The Bible says that as he walked through the town, people bowed. He was one of the most honorable men in his city. He had a big family, 10 children. And the Bible doesn't say, but no doubt some of them were perhaps married, maybe even had some grandchildren, I don't know. But we know that he had 10 children. He had a loving wife. He had wonderful health. And he had dear friends. If there was ever anybody that was living on the mountaintop, it was Job. Then suddenly, the valley called to him. In just an instant, all his possessions were taken away. In just an instant, he went from wealth to poverty. Back in those days, wealth was not measured by bank accounts or stocks and bonds, but it was measured by lands and animals. And in just a few moments, Job lost his camels, he lost his donkeys, he lost his oxen, he lost all the things that men counted as wealth back in those days. And back in those days, they didn't have insurance. There wasn't any government program to take care of you when you lost everything. It was back in the days when you just trusted God. And so in just a few moments, Job lost everything that he had from a possession standpoint. And so he went down into the valley. But in the valley, Job said, hey, I may be the poorest man in the city now. I may not have anything, but thank God I still have my children. Thank God I still have my health. Thank God I still have my wife. And thank God I still have dear friends. And by the way, that's not a bad way to look at it. So many times when something happens in our life, we concentrate on what we've lost instead of what we have. We concentrate on what somebody, even God at times, takes away from us instead of the things he lets us keep. And so Job said, even though I've lost everything I have, I'm still going to thank God for the things that I still have. And so Job climbed out of the valley. He got back on top, and then the valley calls again. In one great storm, all of Job's children are taken by death. All 10 at one time. I want you to think about your children tonight, because this was a real man. Sometimes we read these stories in the Bible and we think, well, this is just somebody God made up. It really didn't happen. It really did happen. There was a man named Job. He had 10 children, and in an instant, all 10 of them were taken away from him. I want you to think what that might be like. Think about your children. Think about if God decided to take them all at once. Think about this man and his wife as, I don't know what, if they had funerals in their home back then or if they had what we have funeral homes today, but think about 10 caskets being lined up side by side. Think about this mom and this dad that passed from casket to casket and looked their 10 children in the face as they were taken in an instant. Job had been in the valley. He'd climbed out, but now he's back there again. But he says, well, God took my wealth and God took my children, but thank God I still have my health. Thank God I still have my loving wife. Thank God I still have my dear friends. So Job climbs back on top. And I want to tell you something. I don't know if I could do that. I just don't know. This was a godly man to lose his children and climb back out of the valley. But he climbs back out. And then the valley calls to him again. Job was attacked by leprosy, one of the most dreadful diseases that can come upon mankind. He was so sick and so sore, every spot on his body were covered with open sores. They ran blood and pus. Back in those days, they had common rags. There would be rags hanging on a pole, and lepers could come by and take those rags and wipe the pus off their body and then hang it back on the pole to dry off. And by the way, I think that's the kind of rags that Isaiah was talking about when he says, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. All the good things that we do in our life that we can point to and say, hey, God, ain't I good? God says they're just like the filthy rags that the lepers wiped their sores on in my sight. And so to get some relief, he went to the garbage dump where there were burning fires, and he took pottery and scraped his sores to get relief from his pain. And while Job was sitting in the dump, he says, I lost my wealth, I lost my children, I lost my health, but thank God I still have my loving, faithful wife, and thank God I still have my children, my dear friends. He'd climbed out of the valley again, but the valley called to him again. While he was sitting in the dump, his wife comes, and she says, why don't you just curse God and die? And what she was saying is, I'm tired of all this suffering. Why don't you just die? Why don't you just curse God? And why don't you just die? And once again, Job had to go back to the valley. Once again, after climbing out, it pulled him back in. And so he said, I've lost my wealth. I've lost my children. I've lost my health. I've lost my wife. But thank God, I still got my friends. There's nothing sweeter than friends. Nothing more precious than dear, good friends. I'm not talking about acquaintances. I'm talking about people that stick with you when you're in the garbage dump, that stick with you when you lose your children, that stick with you when you lose your wife, that stick with you when you lose your reputation. And so once more, Job climbs out of the valley. He says, thank God, I still got my friends. But the valley calls once again. Job's friends come to see him. One says, what have you done? You must have really messed up for God to punish you like this. Another one says, you're not deep enough with God. You just relationship's not what it should be with God. And that's why God's taking all these things away from you to get your attention. So Job once again is pulled back into the valley. He climbed out when he lost his possessions, but it drew him back in. He climbed out when he lost his children, but it pulled him back in. He climbed out when he lost his health, but it pulled him back out, back in. He climbed out when he lost his wife, but it pulled him back in. And now his friends have forsaken him. They've accused him of doing something wrong. And so he's back in the valley. And God comes to him. And God says, Job, I want to tell you about this horse. This horse that's in the valley. Now, I just want to stop and say, some of you can identify somewhat tonight with Job. Brother Ray mentioned it in his devotion on Thursday night, and if you missed his devotion, oh, you missed a good one. We had a wonderful time Thursday night at Senior Saints. But in his devotion, he talked about the golden years. And he talked about sometimes during the golden years that it just seems we move from one thing and we get over that, and then something else comes and we get over that, and something else comes and we get over that, and something else comes. It just seems like when we get older, trouble comes and it keeps coming. And we go down into the valley and we climb out, and then we go back into the valley, and then we climb out, and then we go back into the valley. Maybe it's not the same things as Job, but some of the same things that it is. Some of you have lost your health and you fight health. It seems like your health problems don't go away. You get over one thing and something else comes. That comes with getting older, as Brother Ray reminded us Thursday night. Some of us have lost our wives. Some of you have lost children. Some of you have suffered financial reverses and you're living day to day, not knowing where how you're going to pay the next bill. And in one way or another, I think all of us can at least identify a little bit with what Job was going through as he was in the valley. And we need to listen as God comes and says, hey, I want to tell you about this horse. This horse in the valley, he's pawn. I got 5 points tonight, so you can keep track of how close I am to getting done. But he says, first of all, this horse is pawn in the valley. He may not be making much progress, but he keeps on pawn. He may not be able to get any traction, but he keeps on pawn. It may take him a long time to even move just a few inches, but he keeps on pawn. Job, you won't find this horse standing still. He keeps pawing in the valley. And what God is saying to Job is, don't give up. You're down in the valley. Okay, I know where you are. Just keep pawing. It may not seem like you're making any progress. Just keep pawing. You may not know how to get out of the valley this time. That's okay. Just keep pawing. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on trying. Keep on going. Keep on pawing. I was thinking this afternoon about some of the people that have belonged to our church. And there's a lady that probably not many people know because she didn't get to come very much. Her name was Agnes Weybrandt. Anybody here remember Agnes? It was a long time ago. Agnes was old, and when she did get to come, she had to use a walker. And she had a lot of problems. She was a widow. She had lost all of her children, had preceded her in death. But she never quit. Every time she came through the door, you knew that it took a tremendous amount of effort to come. And only Brother Larry knows how much she gave. She sort of gave me an indication one time when I went over to her house to visit. And she said, Preacher, I can't do anything as far as church work go except pray and give. And she says, I promise you, until the day that I die, I will keep praying and I will keep giving. I may not be able to do anything else, but I am not going to quit. What she was saying is, I'm going to keep on. I may not be able to get out of the valley. I may not be able to make much progress, but I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep pawing. Sometimes when we go into the valley, it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to want to quit. It's easy to whine. It's easy to have pity parties for ourselves. It's easy, Brother Clint, you know, remember Eeyore? It's easy to get the Eeyore complex. Those of you that don't know Eeyore, first time I preached about Eeyore, Brother Clint, who's this Eeyore? And I had to tell him, it's that donkey on Winnie the Pooh. You know, the one that always says, woe is me. And we get down in the valley sometimes, we get the Eeyore complex. We don't think anybody understands what's going on. And we may not be able to make much progress, but I want to encourage you tonight, if you're in the valley, do like this horse. Just keep pawing. Just keep pawing. Just keep pawing. Number two, he rejoiceth in his strength. This horse was in the valley. He couldn't get out. He couldn't get any traction. And he says, I'm going to keep pawing. And he says, look at how strong I am. You can put me in the valley, but you can't take away my strength. We can go into the valley, but nobody can take away our strength. The Bible says that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. It doesn't depend what I have. It doesn't depend what anybody else has. It depends what God has. And I want to remind you tonight, the coffers of heaven are overflowing. The food in the freezer of heaven, there's not room to receive it. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the wealth in every mine. And according to those riches, our God will supply every need. Satan may have you in the valley tonight. Sickness may have you in the valley tonight. God says, rejoice, because my strength is sufficient. He had to teach Paul the lesson. Paul had this thorn in the flesh, and he went to God three different occasions, and he said, God, take it away, take it away, take it away. And God said, no, no, no. It's only when you're weak that you'll depend on me. And Paul got the point, and he says, therefore will I glory in infirmity, because when I am weak, I know how strong God is. Daniel, I won't keep you out of the lion's den, but I'll go with you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I won't keep you out of the fire furnace, but I'll be there to protect you. God may have you in the valley tonight. Just keep on. Rejoice in his strength. Number three, he goeth out to meet the armed men. I don't believe in starting fights. But if it's a worthy cause, I don't believe in running from one either. There may be some people here tonight that like to fight. I don't. There may be some people here tonight that have a wish to be a martyr. I don't. There may be some people here tonight that will jump, that want to jump in front of the bullet. Not me. I'll duck. You know, as pastor, I have to sign a letter for everybody that wants to carry their concealed weapon in the church. And I've signed several of them. In fact, I think I owe somebody one. If I owe you one, remind me after the church, because I've forgotten who I owe one to. But I always tell them, I said, well, I'll sign this letter as long as you promise me that if somebody comes in here and starts shooting, you'll shoot them before they shoot me. Because your pastor, if he sees a guy with a gun, he's going to go like this and hope that somebody that's got a gun shoots him before he starts shooting. But some of you are in a fight tonight. Some of you are fighting. You're fighting the devil about your kids. You're fighting. You're fighting the TV about what to watch. You're fighting your body about some of the habits that you've developed over time. You're fighting time. Because time will say, oh yeah, you got to stay busy with all this stuff. You don't have time to read the Bible. You don't have time to pray. You don't have time to have family devotion. And what God says as he talks to us about this horse runs out to meet the armed men. He doesn't shirk from the fight. He doesn't give up. He doesn't run up the white flag. He doesn't surrender. He stays in the fight because the cause is worthy. He fights the enemy because what he's fighting for is important in the kingdom of God. So look at the horse. He's pawn. He's rejoicing in his strength. He's fighting. Number four, neither turneth he back from the sword. You see, the fight may go on for a long time. Don't quit. The fight may go into extra innings. Don't surrender. What God is saying to Job as he says, he turneth not back from the sword, is don't stop. Don't quit. You went to the valley when you lost your wealth. You didn't quit. You went to the valley when you lost your children. You didn't quit. You went to the valley when you lost your health. You didn't quit. You went to the valley when you lost your wife. You didn't quit. Now you've lost your friends and you're back in the valley. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't surrender. You just keep pawing. You keep rejoicing in God's strength. You keep trying and don't quit. And then number five, he mocketh at fear. We read verse 25. It says, he saith among the trumpets, ha ha! He saith in the battle, ha ha! The only time the word ha ha is used in the Bible, and it's not a laugh of man, it's a horse laugh. This horse in the middle of the valley says, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to rejoice in the strength that God gives me, and I'm going to mock fear. Ha ha! Ha ha! Think about some of the horses you have known. Roy Rogers had Trigger. The Lone Ranger had Silver. Did you ever notice in shows like that that, you know, people would shoot at people on horseback and the horses would never get shot? I mean, the guys riding the horses would get shot and fall off the horse. And, you know, these old-time westerns, I didn't realize when I was a kid watching them. You watch them now. People got shot and they never bleed. They just didn't bleed. I mean, on Bonanza, people get shot all the time. Nobody bleeds. But anyhow, horses never get shot. They're not afraid. They look at the enemy and they say, ha ha! And God says, Job, you need to learn something from that horse. It may be dark in the valley. Say, ha ha! To darkness. It may be lonesome in the valley. Say, ha ha! To lonesomeness. It may be scary in the valley. Say, ha ha! To scariness. Satan may be in the valley. Just say, ha ha! To Satan. Just look at the valley and say, my God still reigns. Why should I fear? Helen one time pointed out to me, there's over 365 times in the Bible where it says, fear not. One for every day. And what God's saying to Job, look, you're in the valley. You're in the valley. You've crawled out of it, but you're back in the valley. Just keep on pawing. You got problems? Rejoice because you have my strength. Keep on fighting because the fight is a worthwhile fight. Don't quit. And just look at those problems and say, ha ha. Ha ha! Ha ha! I'm not going to be afraid because I am not in that valley alone. I am in that valley with the one who loves me and will never leave me or forsake me. The one that says I can do all things through him who strengtheneth me. So listen to what God says about the horse tonight. Keep pawing. Say ha ha. A man noticed a little boy that lived next door to him, that every night he'd take his BB gun out and he'd point it toward the sky and he'd just shoot. One night after watching him for 4 or 5 nights, he went over to that little boy and said, son, what are you shooting at with your BB gun? I've noticed you the last week, and every night about this time you bring your BB gun out and you just point it toward the sky and shoot. What are you shooting at? And the little boy looked up at the man. He said, mister, I'm shooting at the moon. The man said, son, don't you know that you can't hit the moon with your BB gun? And he says, I know that, but I'm going to come closer than you are. God says, look at the horse. He's down in the valley, but he keeps pawing. He rejoices in the strength that he has. He doesn't turn back from the fight. He keeps on fighting. And he mocks fear. He says, I'm not going to be afraid because God's with me. He knows what he's doing. I'm in this valley because that's where he wants me to be. And he's going to give me exactly what I need. You're in the valley tonight. Learn the lessons from this horse. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the encouragement that it gives us. Thank you, God, for this example of this horse that you gave Job and you give to each of us. Father, I pray tonight, if there is somebody here that doesn't know for sure they're on their way to heaven because they've never asked Jesus to save them, that right now, Holy Spirit, you'd help them understand they're a sinner and that sin separates them from you. And that when Jesus went to Calvary, he paid for every sin. And if they come tonight and ask him, he'll save them. He will. And so if there's just one person here that's not sure that heaven is their home, Father, help them tonight to receive Christ. Most, if not all of us here tonight are Christians. We have that home secured for us in heaven, but we still have to live on this earth. And Father, some of us are in the valley tonight. Help us to learn from this horse. Help us to, when we get discouraged and we want to quit, to raise our head like the horse and say, ha, 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 ha. My God is sufficient. I will not fear. I will depend on him. Father, please bless this time of invitation. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient to what you tell us to do. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.